outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and I say this each and every week. We love hearing from all of you, your comments, stories, ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Alongside, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, recently, Tigger and I took part in an adult 4-H showmanship contest at our state fair.
So cool.
It was, and we're going to get into that later on in the show. But first off, I wanted to highlight a little bit about 4-H and FFA, and I know we've talked about it.
Blue and gold and the green and white.
Yes, we've talked about it lots on the show before on how we are big supporters of both. Tigger, you were in 4-H and FFA. My school did not have FFA, but I was in 4-H. And I gotta say, even to this day, there are friendships, networking that's still happening for us thanks to those organizations.
Some of my best friends. Some of my absolute closest, did you get all that? Closest and dearest is what I'm trying to say. Friends are because that we met through 4-H or FFA when we were just wee ones.
And that's the thing that I love about these two organizations is as they evolve, and I'm bringing it up because, yes, school is right around the corner, and there's some things you may not know about these organizations. They're not just for, how do I say this, farm and ranch kids anymore.
Cows and sows.
They are for everybody. And we are seeing, for example, like FFA teams that are very urban. And these individuals, these youth, are wanting to learn more about agriculture, more about outdoors.
Well, and it's not just agriculture. I mean, it's not just that. When you think about like 4-H, for example, they have robotics.
Yes.
Where kids can get into robotics. There are a number of judging competitions, not just, you know, judging dairy cattle or livestock or horses or crops. And they have all those. I mean, there are so many different judging contests from photography to, oh my gosh, I mean,
STEM.
Just about.
STEM. That's a big one too.
Learning. What is STEM?
STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Very cool.
Yes, yes. So thinking on all of this, I thought I'd bring up, other than Tigger and I having been alumni of such, what are or who are some other famous alumni? Let's start out with 4-H first, for example. All right. Politics and leadership. Did you know Jimmy Carter? Yes, he was in 4-H. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Think about that one. Al Gore. Julie Nixon Eisenhower.
I knew Al Gore was a former 4-H member. I knew that. Because that was brought up in his campaign that he was a former 4-H alumni.
Ah.
I remember that. Yep.
What about going to the big screen, entertainment? Julia Roberts.
What?
Yes,
did
Julia
she show
Roberts.
A pig?
I have to dig into that and see what she actually
what
did.
What she actually did in 4-H. That'd be interesting.
Another well-known person. I think everybody knows this lady, Dolly Parton.
I knew she was a 4-H alum.
I mean, think about it. Singer, songwriter, philanthropist. How unbelievable is that? And she continues to support 4-H programs, by the way. The funny man himself, David Letterman. Reba McEntire. That probably doesn't surprise too many of you, that Oklahoma gal, considering she was in the rodeo scene as well. And then here's another entertainer we all know, Luke Bryan, the country singer.
I knew he was in 4-H. Yep, I knew he was in 4-H.
But that doesn't surprise us either, because he grew up family farm. They do cotton. They do peanuts. So he's very involved with agriculture to this day. Other people that you may have heard of, Orville Redenbacher, the popcorn magnet. That guy. Yes. He was in 4-H. Temple Grandin. Those of us that are in the agriculture world, we have a lot of respect for Temple Grandin.
Yes.
Then we look at FFA. Who else is famous? Jimmy Carter, again. He was in FFA. Bo Jackson. You remember him from back in the day? NFL,
respect.
MLB player.
Respect.
Yes. Trent Luce.
Oh, our buddy Trent Luce.
Yes. Entertainment-wise, Tim McGraw. Yes, he was in FFA when he grew up in Louisiana, as well as Taylor Swift. She was also in FFA. And, of course, Willie Nelson. Love Willie Nelson, by the way.
Very cool.
So there you have it. You know, it's not just for, like we said, the farm and ranch kids. A lot of folks have been involved in FFA and 4-H and continue to do so. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about that as we proceed. Did you know that 4-H has a shooting sports program? Yeah, I'm being really serious about this. It's a national program. It teaches youth and safe, responsible handling of firearms and archery equipment, along with marksmanship and hunting principles. The program also focuses on developing life skills, building up that confidence and conservation ethics.
You know, that makes sense because high school rodeo has all the different shooting sports. Well, I shouldn't say they don't have archery in there, but they have long rifle and they have trap shooting.
Well, it's growing and growing so much so that colleges and universities are jumping on board too. And did you know your youth can be applying for scholarships at various universities and colleges across the United States?
And not just little dollars we're talking about, major dollars. I mean, full rides to a lot of different universities. I know Texas A&M, they have a shooting program. Colorado State has a shooting program.
University of Minnesota does.
University of Minnesota, yep. And there's some that offer fishing scholarships too. I know that. That's starting to become popular.
Correct. And what's really neat about this is at the collegiate level, this is not dictated by the NCAA, which means that there are a lot more dollars up for grabs from these businesses, private businesses, wanting to donate and support our youth moving forward, such as Cabela's, Bass Pro, Mercury Marine. You know, everyone knows their boat motors. They all are offering a lot of different money and opportunities. And on top of it, not just money. Like, for example, if you compete in some of these bass fishing tournaments in collegiate levels, as well as high school levels even, I've heard of boats being given away. I've heard of big cash sums being given away, not just to even the winners, the youth, the parents too, even getting a check for hauling that kid around all those ponds to go fishing. I'm just telling you, it's worth looking into. So if you know of a youth, or maybe you are one yourself and you're not really sure on what next steps you want to take in your higher education, definitely be checking out for colleges and universities that offer these scholarships or have these clubs that are in archery, shooting, and fishing. You might just be surprised what you might be able to gain. Time for a quick break. When we come back, 4-H adult leadership showmanship. This may be something you want to add to your county or state fair. You'll love this idea, I'm telling you. Stay where you are. The Bend will be right back.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
It's rodeo time, North Dakota. Coyote Contracting and Dakota Community Bank bring you the 6th Annual Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman PRCA Invitational August 16th and 17th in Golden Valley.
Bull riding,
bareback,
and saddle bronc riding.
The rankest stock, the toughest cowboys, and then it's the party in the dirt Saturday night with live music after the dust settles. Tickets on sale at the gate, Golden Valley, August 16th and 17th. Be there.
You asked for it, you got it. Watch the Cowboy Channel anytime, anywhere with the Cowboy Channel Plus. Live stream the Cowboy Channel or watch your favorite PRCA rodeos on demand. Classic PRCA rodeos added weekly. Get the Cowboy Channel Plus for only $9.99 a month or save 25% by signing up for a full year. Visit CowboyChannelPlus.com to sign up and start streaming today.
Welcome back to the Bend Show. Now, the Adult 4-H Leadership Showmanship Contest has become a highlight for us each summer. I think we've been doing it about 5 years now, Tigger. Why don't you being the showman in our house, you've had years of experience livestock showing. Why don't you tell folks a little bit more about what this is?
Okay, let me just start with showmanship and explain that. I know there's a lot of people that understand it. Maybe there's some that don't. So showmanship by itself, or let me even back up. So when you have an animal that you are exhibiting, say a market hog or a market steer, something like that, that animal is judged based on that class. Which one's going to be the best market hog, right? So showmanship is just another class that you can enter, and now the person that is exhibiting said animal is added into the judging criteria. It's how well you can display that animal, or how well can you show that animal to the best of their abilities. Make sense? That's what showmanship is. So, spinning off of that, we are asked, or have been asked the last several years, to participate in the Adult 4-H Leadership Showmanship Contest. This is where now the adults show against each other adults, not just any adults, but they may be celebrities in the state, various different legislators in the state. It could be professional athletes that are within the state, and you pair an adult with a youth, and that youth is given maybe, say, like an hour or an hour and a half to mentor the adult and to teach them as much as they can about showing and displaying that animal, but also just the whole background of nutrition and everything. And then the adults come back, and now the adults show against each other in that particular class. So everybody that's paired up in the market hog division, all the adults come back and they have a showmanship contest.
So put it this way, typically, I would say almost always, there's been a few instances where there's been maybe those that have showed when they were younger that are leaders or celebrities, but for by and large, most of them have never shown an animal
before. A lot
before.
Of them have not, no.
And what I find absolutely amazing about this whole process is how these youth, they step up to the plate, they show their communication skills, they grow their confidence, and they actually get to learn from also the leaders and find out, like, how did these influential individuals become how they became.
Right. We've had the governor at ours before, at our yes. state fair, and we were privileged to be asked by North Dakota State University 4-H Extension to go to the North Dakota State Fair, and we weren't participants. We were the MCs. That was yes. that. Imagine that we were just there to talk, right? So that was our job, was to be the MCs, and you want to talk about an event. I mean, rolling out the red carpet, introducing each one of the adults with each of their pairings, the young person that they're with, introducing those individuals of who they are. This last year, it was really neat. We had two colonels from the local Air Force base, two colonels came in and participated. I know in years past, the governor has a few times, and how cool is this? When you bring in some of these various different legislators, they obviously have the power of voting on the amount of dollars that are going to be allocated to 4-H, right? So think about the opportunity that they have where now they're working side by side with a 4-H'er and with a youth and the adults, and they get to see all of the volunteers and the extension agents and all of these different people that represent 4-H to put on this event. And think about the influence that that has on that individual when they go to vote for allocations for 4-H.
It's absolutely eye-opening for many of them. Because how often do they actually get to sit down and visit with the youth that are being impacted with those dollars?
Exactly right. So this particular model, I know, was looked at, or I should say modeled after, the Oklahoma Youth Expo, the OYE. They do this thing big down there.
They blow it
up. Oh my gosh. They bring in 100 legislators. I think the number is a little bit more than 100 legislators and different celebrities that come in. And you got to look at the pictures, y'all. I mean, this is great that they come in and they compete. And North Dakota State University 4-H Extension, and with the university program, they thought, you know what, let's try this and see if it works. And it has been a huge success for them, where there is a waiting list, not only of adults to participate, but youth that say, you know what, I want to do this showmanship contest. How neat is this?
They're shooting for the stars is what the youth are doing. And the thing is, too, is this is made into quite the event. We're talking, like you said, the red carpet is rolled out.
Yes.
Music is playing.
We're all wearing suit jackets and we're dressed up. And
If you get to go to the Oklahoma Expo, Youth Expo, excuse me, you'll see a spotlight put on the kids as they come out. So I'm bringing this up, Tigger and I are both bringing this up as look at your own county fairs, your state fairs, maybe other organizations that you have within your state. This might be a great addition to what you have going on already.
I know that there's been some fun showmanship contests where the adults have to wear costumes. I think those are great when you have those too, but something of this professional level, I would highly encourage you to have a discussion, which I'm going to say, if you have questions, reach out to Beck and I. We'd be more than happy to visit with you and just walk you through how this was all put together and how everything was done. And so, again, we were not asked to be participants. We were just the MCs.
Yeah,
we were there to keep it going.
We've been MCing, announcing this event here at the North Dakota State Fair, for example, for several years. But yes, reach out. Again, you can hit us up anytime. Email us, bendradioshow@gmail.com. All right, crew, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got more of The Bend Show. You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Bend Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Welcome back to The Bend Show. Now, during the break, we heard from Jared. He's out of Missouri. He was asking more questions regarding this showmanship contest, adult showmanship contest that Tigger and I have taken part in. And he was kind of curious about how long does this all take during the day?
Or is this a nighttime thing?
How does this come about?
Okay, I can't answer like everybody's the different ones that people have, but at the one that we participated in, for example, it started out with a breakfast. There was donuts, and it was just kind of a meet and greet, right?
Coffee and donuts.
Yeah, coffee and donuts for about a half an hour meet and greet, and then we went through the official pairings of who was with who. And so that, say, takes about a half an hour, 45 minutes, something like that.
And I'm going to jump in there. It just depends also which type of celebrities you have. Say, for example, if your governor is in the house, he might want to stand up, or she may want to stand up and say a few words. Or if there's just somebody else that's known as a fairly influential individual.
Or like the director of 4-H or something like that might want to get up and say thank you.
Yes. So there's always that meet and greet. And then, of course, as Tigger said, the roll call and finding out who's going to get paired with who.
And then it's what, like hour to 2 hours? Just depending, I think, on the amount of time people have. But say like an hour that the youth have to work with that mentor.
Exactly. About an hour or so to work with them
something like that.
Before they come back in the show ring. And then also, if you're thinking and looking at all the different shows you have that day, we've come against this too, where it's been back to back with, like, say, the round robin, and we incorporate that so it flows really nicely together and making it for a very fun morning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the 4-H had their round robin showmanship competition, and then it went right into the adult showmanship competition. So we kind of helped with all of that. But the actual adult showmanship competition in and of itself, I would say start to finish anywhere from a half an hour on up, because we literally rolled out the red carpet, reintroduced all of the different contestants, and then the actual showmanship competition itself. I went around and interviewed people as the competition was going on. And I will add, by the way, the judges are the youth. I didn't think we said that earlier, that
no,
the judges are the youth that are judging the adults in that too.
Now, I know we've talked a lot about this being a 4-H event, but I want you to keep your mind open to what other organizations or clubs that you are a part of that you couldn't use this model to actually grow that organization, okay? And I'm thinking, looking at archery, fishing, it doesn't matter. Any of those organizations, think about how you could have some type of a contest where now the youth are getting to meet with these celebrities or legislative members that could actually gain you more dollars for your club. Think big.
Potentially, yeah. It doesn't have to be just livestock. It doesn't have to be 4-H. It could be anything.
Exactly.
Great idea, Beck.
Thank you.
So now, as we get ready to say fare thee well, we'll have our own little competition here at the end. Beck, I've got a quiz for you, because quiz bowls are very popular in 4-H and FFA and a number of other youth organizations. So what are the 4-H's? What do they stand for in 4-H?
That's easy, since I used to be in it. It is head, heart, hands, and health.
Very good. What is the symbol that represents 4-H? What is that?
The green four-leaf clover, of course, with the H inside of each leaf.
Can you say the 4-H pledge?
Now you're making me think back to my younger years, all right?
I can say it.
Here we go. Let me give this a try. I pledge my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Very good. I was saying it with you in the background. From the beef division, name 4 USDA beef quality grades.
Prime, choice, select, standard, commercial. Do you want me to keep going?
Utility, cutter, counter. Okay, very good. This next question is from the swine division. The goal of this breed of swine is to be a source of durable mother lines that contribute to longevity and carcass merit. Another little hint, this breed is white. They have erect ears.
All right. Swine are not my wheelhouse. I'm going to put it this way.
You know this one.
No, I'm just going to throw out the only one that I can think of that's a breed, and that's a Yorkshire.
Very good.
Am I right? Seriously?
Yes, of course you're right. What is the loose skin of the underside of the neck called? On animals?
On animals. And you're not talking the brisket that we just had for supper the other night?
No.
Dewlap.
Very good. All right. This next question is multiple choice. How many youth participate in 4-H? I'm talking million. Is it 3, 4, 5, or 6 million?
I actually know this one. It's like 6 million.
Yeah, it's more. Wow.
More than 6 million.
More than 6 million. That is correct. Okay, so the birthplace of 4-H is considered in what state? Ohio, Missouri, Iowa, or Illinois?
Okay, this one I am not positive about, but I'm going to take a big guess, and that's Illinois.
No, the correct answer is Ohio.
Seriously, the Buckeye State?
1902, which is considered the birth of 4-H in the United States. So, the first 4-H club, okay, and there's actually two answers for this in the multiple choice. The first 4-H club was called the Garden Gang, the Country Kids, the Corn Growing Club, or the Tomato Club. And there's two correct answers.
I'm
going to repeat them again. The Garden Club, the Country Kids, the Tomato Club, or the Corn Growing Club?
I'm thinking it's the Country Kids and the Corn Growing Club.
You are half right. It was the Tomato Club or the Corn Growing Club.
Quick question. What was the name of your 4-H group when you were growing up? I know mine. My mom actually helped get it started in our community.
Willing Workers.
You guys were called the Willing Workers?
The Willing Workers, yes. I think it was the Willing Workers.
We were called Dakota Kids.
Okay, that's cooler. I think we were... I don't know for sure. I'm pretty sure it was the Willing
Workers. So
here's
my other question for you. We all learned earlier in the show that you did a lot of livestock showing, but did you do any of the static projects?
Oh, yeah, all of them.
What is your most memorable, or what did you learn in 4-H as a skill?
Oh,
you know,
gosh,
did you learn how to make
an
ashtray for dad, you know, a clay project, or did you learn wood burning? What did you learn?
Okay, the one that stands out the most to learn circuitry in electricity was my dad and I, mainly me, made a little buzzer.
Okay, that's super cool.
Very cool.
Now, I want to make sure you join us next week on the show. We are going to dive into Christmas in August. Is this for real? Yes, it absolutely is. Some of the best deals of the year are happening right now. We're going to call this show wrapped for this week, folks. Remember, please keep sending us in your questions, as well as if you know of anything spot-worthy we need to share. That number you can call or text anytime is 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to everyone that came along this week. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram @The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch back if you can next week on The Bend.